Hello. Hi, Key. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I thought you were waiting at an airport for a flight. You look like you're in a comfy place.
I'm back home now. I made it
Oh,
back
you did
home.
make it home. Oh, good. Good. I'm going to turn up my volume a little because it's hard to hear. And I forgot to bring my headset, so I cannot. All right. So you and Allison were the only ones. Go check the form again. We're the only ones who said you're coming. So it may be just a nice, short, and very productive meeting. Let's see. Lisa's saying coming too. Okay, good. All right. So how was your trip? It sounds like you had a really good seminar with Klinghardt.
Was really amazing. You know, I think my biggest struggle is, and that's why I'm hoping to find some solutions with you, is just to kind of consolidate all the knowledge I have.
You have amazing knowledge, and you have to focus it and get it out there in ways that people can understand who you are and what you do. And once you get that there, you're already very successful. And I think that this is just the next step for you, is keeping focused. Because as we spoke at Shine, I saw a lot of me in you. I saw a lot of that, and this, and I can do this, and I can do this, right? And yeah, you need to just get a little focused, and you can still do a lot of things, but it's, yeah, you're in the right place. And there's Allie. Hi.
Hi, lovely
How
to
are
see
you?
you.
Great to see you.
Hi.
Yeah. So you haven't met Heike yet, have you?
No.
You are a dead shine. And Lisa said she was coming on, but I don't see her yet. But because I was going to have you introduce yourself to everybody. Whoops, you're frozen, Heike. I was going to have you introduce yourself to folks. She's stuck. Hopefully she'll get back to her. Are you seeing her frozen as well, Allie?
Yeah, she's frozen.
Okay.
It's
Well,
just so
thank you.
cold in winter. And
There she is.
there she is. Hi.
Wonderful. So I was going to have you introduce yourself to the group when the group got on, but it looks like only Allie and Lisa are the other two that are coming on. I mean, it's a small group anyway, but I'm hesitant. Let me see if she said anything about being late. So what we're going to do, let's wait for Lisa to come on, and if not, we'll just have you introduce yourself to Allie, and then it'll be on the recording, so anybody that listens back will get to know you and know what you're about and why you're here. Oh, and Annette, she didn't answer her. Hey, she's here. Good. All right. And you might have met Annette at Shine. Ikey. She's freezing again.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, yeah, she froze again. Darn. It looks like you got your office set up there, Annette.
We're working on it. What you see is neat, what I see is chaos.
Okay, well, at least you have a little small piece of peace in your world there.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. All right. So the typical way that we do these meetings, Heike's new, and Annette, and you didn't meet at Shine or not? Yeah? You might have met briefly. You
Might have
did.
been
A lot of
briefly,
people there. So the way we usually start these meetings, and it looks like she keeps freezing, so hopefully she'll unfreeze very soon. The way we usually start the meetings is we go around and everybody shares their success. A minute or less, just share a success, something you're excited about, something, it doesn't have to be like a huge, I just landed a $7,000 client. It could be some, small success, like you just did a training, or like you just, whatever that might be, finished an opt-in. And then we go around and see where you need support. Okay, so I think what we'll do today is we'll do that. We'll go around and do the success piece, and then because Lisa said she was going to be on. If Lisa's on, then I'll have you introduced so that everybody that's on will get to meet you. So who wants to start?
Okay, I'll go since no one else is rushing.
Okay, go for it.
So I caught your completed an opt-in. I knew that was aimed at me. So we've gone back and forth this week, and I expect to hear from her today that it's done because she was setting up the
Hey.
email piece. So that's, and I'm working on at least making behind me look presentable for calls. So.
So it's looking that way. Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. So this so where person are you? Is somebody you hired. I'm in Florida at a condo in St. Pete Beach.
Okay.
I'm about to leave after the meeting after this one to go up to Tampa for a 3-day mastermind with JJ Virgin.
I've been to your house. I don't recognize that space.
No, it doesn't look like this at all. This is an old little cottage.
I ended up hiring Jenny Lyon, JenniLyon. She's a little on the pricey side, but I was more impressed with her than anybody I got from Upwork.
Mm-hmm. So, and how did you find her?
I actually had her name. I picked it up a couple years ago in another health coach group.
Okay, cool. So she's had experience doing this before.
Yes.
And she set the whole thing up for you, the opt-in, the thank you, the email sequence, et cetera. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Great.
So that's who I ended up going with.
Yay.
And it's been pretty easy communicating and stuff.
Perfect. Yay. Good for you.
Thank you.
Who's next?
I'll go. I submitted a form and I thought it would come into my email and it hasn't. So that's really frustrating.
You mean a filled in version of it? I don't know that Google Forms does that. We'll have to look to see if there's a possibility with Google Forms to get that.
So I did a form.
I've had
a period of reflection. I've had about a month of just sitting back and saying, well, what is the right thing for me? What do I need to be doing? What is best for me and my family in terms of work-life balance? And, I sat with the concept of giving up everything except GP locums for quite some time. And my family were very happy with that, although they suggested that I do GP locums 3 days a week and business 1 or 2 days a week. But I'd almost decided to go ahead with that, and then I got back from Santa Vive with all these amazing results, like even the scan results of my pelvis with the ovarian cyst. And I went to the GP, and he was so stressed. He was trying to do all the referrals within the 10-minute consultation. I always send myself a message to do it later. And he was quite off, even though I know him well and is a good friend, he was quite off with the idea of me having gone somewhere else to get some tests done. And he just, although I booked an appointment for Natalie as well, he just said, oh, there was no time to do her as well. So she wasn't with me. And then since then I've seen the gynecologist, which is one of my friends from when I was in the gynae clinic, about the ovarian cyst. I've seen the breast surgeon about the breast cyst. And we've just seen the gastroenterologist for Natalie about her endoscopy. There's just no concept. I mean, the gastroenterologist, again, is a friend of mine because of being a GP locally. And I chose people who I knew. So he's a friend of mine. And he said, oh, well, the endoscopy will probably be normal. We're not expecting it to show anything. And the concept was so much, and that's it. You know, that's the same attitude she's had throughout, that yes, she's been vomiting every day with every meal for 4 years, but that's fine, you know, because I mean, when I was at Santa Vives, they said, so haven't they done anything more about it? No, as long as it's not cancer, they're not worried. And it just and then this lead excess and these mycotoxins. Then we never think about them in the NHS. You know, you've got hundreds of people in complete exhaustion, and we don't tell them to go gluten-free. And the other thing that Dr. Neil said, the gastroenterologist, David said, it's not uncommon for somebody to have a high antibody, lupus antibody reading and not have any problems. So we'll just repeat it in a while. And I've just been listening to Tom O'Brien's talk from Shine 2014, listening to him saying that, you know, these antibodies are present for 10 years and detectable 10 years prior to them developing SLE. And we don't do anything. And in the NHS, even with a diagnosis of SLE, we don't, we don't tell them to go gluten-free, you know. So as usual, I'm taking up too much time with my celebrations. My celebrations are, I have come through that, I'm going to give up everything except GP locums, and come out the other side with, oh my God, even if I can't change the health service, there are people out there who need me, and I can't just sit back and let it happen to people. So, and my word of the year is excitement.
Absolutely. Your work is cut out for you. Yeah. I'm really glad to see you came around that circle, because what you offer is too valuable to be lost in the 10-minute visit in the NHS where you're not even allowed to mention the word probiotic. I mean, it's insanity. So thank you for sharing that. And we'll come around to how we can support you in a bit. So, Aiki, I'm just going to say, model it after Annette, not Allie. Short, sweet, to the point.
The internet is going in and out for me.
Oh, wait, I think it's your mic is very low, so I have to turn the volume up because I had to turn it down for Allie. So go ahead, try again.
Can you hear me now?
It's very low.
It's low. That's one of my big handicaps, is that I'm technologically not very talented.
Well, it might help next time if you get a headset and has a microphone on it, because if you're, I don't know how well you can, because mine isn't that great either, but my some of the laptops just don't have very good microphones. All right, I've got you up to full volume. Everybody else can put you up to full volume. It's okay on full volume, so go for it. And she's freezing. Yeah. I think she has a slow internet connection. Okay. Oh, she came back on. Now you're on twice.
I'm using my cell phone now because I think my computer is not doing it right. Is that possible?
Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, maybe you just get rid of yourself on the computer and just use the cell phone.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm going to mute you on the one. Get rid of it.
I'll switch this off. Hold on. Leave this meeting.
There you go. Now you're
this
in.
This works better.
Okay. Oh, so much better.
This computer, I've used it for the first time for Zoom, so maybe I need to work a little bit on setting it up.
Okay. So here's what we'll do. We'll have you do a celebration, but why don't you just introduce yourself so Allie and Annette know a little bit about you and what brought you to the program.
All right. Well, Allie, I just came back from your country last night. I was in England for a weekend training with Dr. Klinghardt. And so a lot of things that you're talking about, like mycotoxins and all these things, we covered. And so I'm in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm a certified holistic health coach through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I did that in 2011. And from there, it just started just fanning out. And I got into aromatherapy. So I'm a certified aromatherapist. I am a heart math coach, a certified heart math coach. What else is there? Oh, there's so much. I'm currently working on my doctorate in natural medicine through Quantum University. I think that's actually the only thing also, which is, you know, when you get into all these things, you just get into the quantum field. I mean, there's no way you can avoid getting excited about the possibilities. And what else am I doing? Oh, and then there is a modality I'm using offered by Nest Health. They're actually from Great Britain also, but they're headquartered now also here in Tampa, in Florida. So they're doing bioenergetics. So it's all coming together beautifully, but it's like I'm still kind of trying to pull it all together because I'm in an area where we have actually, it's a very affluent area, and I'm working with a lot of people who do have the typical things, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, Morgellons. I just worked now with a woman who has Morgellons, who has been basically sent to the psychiatrist and, you know, has been told that she's delusional, although she has the fibers coming out of the skin. I don't know if you're familiar with that disease. It's horrendous. And doctors still don't acknowledge that it actually exists. And so I got to talk to Dr. Klinghardt about it, and he says, yes, it does exist, and it's a legitimate disease.
it's just all pulling it all together. So what I realized, my struggle really was just to kind of, I've been working with these people. And I remember you, Dr. Rita Marie, had said that we should kind of just, you know, kind of condense it and take it from there, just become clear on what we're doing. And so I think with all the things that I've learned, what has become obvious to me, I need to work on the epigenetic expression of people. And that includes obviously nutrition, that includes creating an environment that's not as toxic, and really do more about, you know, teach more than just seeing clients one-on-one. Because there's so much that's going on that we know now that we really have to pay attention to. And Dr. Klinghardt also pointed out, if we never ever clean up, for example, our wireless environment, no matter what we do, we will just not heal. We will just not heal. So we can put all these efforts into good nutrition, into exercising and all that. But if we're constantly bombarded, for example, by Wi-Fi, which apparently communicates with retroviruses, it meets them on the frequency, and so it activates them all the time. So you continuously produce the toxins. You can never, ever get better. So that's a whole different change of how I'm going to approach it from now on. And
I hearing you say that, because even though, like, the term epigenetics means, like, people go, oh, yeah, she specializes in epigenetics. Well, that's what we all do,
exactly.
Right? But honing in so that the perception of you to the public is clear. Oh, she does aromatherapy and energy medicine, and she does all this stuff. That's like, where do I go to her for? So it will hone in, and we'll fine-tune it. We meet in a couple of weeks.
Or right, on the 20th.
Right, to do our two-hour, like, yeah. And we'll try to hone in and help you to come to, you know, what is that you, what is your, this is what I do.
Exactly.
And how do you present yourself, and how do you represent yourself? You still do all the things you do.
Right.
There's no reason you can't do all the things you do, but it's how you package it and how it looks
exactly.
To the outside.
Exactly.
So awesome.
So I'm excited to be able to do that with you.
Awesome. Awesome. And is there any one thing that you're feeling like you want to celebrate with all of us right now?
You know, I think I celebrate the moment of clarity after this weekend, where I just really say, okay, this is the route I'm going. Because until then, it was still all over the place. There were, I think I'd mentioned that in your intake form or in the questionnaire. What always gets to me is whenever I'm in Europe, and I'm there quite frequently, actually, they have access to these amazing technology that we just don't use here. And I thought I came across something entirely new, which is the OligoScan, with which you basically can measure with a certain photo technology, you can measure heavy metals and minerals that are actually in your tissue. So this is much more informative, obviously, because you'll find out what's in the tissue. And I thought it's the newest thing ever. I'm in contact with them because I want to have this technology here. They use it in Europe everywhere. So when I was there this weekend, I'm like, oh my God, have you heard of the Oligo scan? And they say, yeah, sure, you know, I've got it done. And it's a very insightful scan with which I can then see where, you know, where are the heavy metals, or where are they at? The minerals, how are they in relationship to each other? You know, zinc and copper and all that. So it gives me a really good starting point. And so I'm working on that. I'm going to integrate. So my issue has been really for the past 5 years, and I'll go into that with you when we have the one-on-one, is that I've been flying under the radar because I'm doing a lot of things which I'm not sure if I'm allowed to do them in the States.
What state are you in?
Well, I'm in Virginia.
Virginia. And do you know if it's a red, yellow, green state in terms of?
No.
You don't. That's something to look into. Just look up. There's I don't remember what they call it, but they rate the states red, green, or yellow based on how much you can do as a non-licensed health professional. I don't know exactly what to call it, but just look up the red states for nutrition or something like that. You'll probably find something.
One of the health, I think you need to put health coaches in the search. Because there's a group that does it specifically targeted at the health coaches.
Yeah. So some of the states like Iowa, North Carolina, I think, Florida even, are red states, which means you got to be super, super careful. I mean, you can still do stuff. You just have to be super careful about how you present, and the languaging has to be meticulous. So you just be careful in your state with what you're doing, and that you're educating people to evaluate themselves. You're not evaluating them. You're educating people to create their own personalized nutrition plan. You're not giving them a plan. I mean, there's just and languaging. So find out which color state you're in, and then we'll be really careful about how you fly, and flying under the radar is important.
Yeah. That is unfortunate. You know, that really put a dent into my enthusiasm, but I'm working on it.
Well, find out what color state you are. The yellow states are a little, I think we're in green in Texas so far. We are. We'll see. We'll see where that goes.
All right, good.
All right. So the next round here is what we go through is what do you need support with? And everybody gets about, 10 to 12 minutes to really like present what you need, and I'll support you. And if anybody else in the group has ideas to support you, then we go there. So who wants to start there? Nobody speaking up. Okay, Annette, we'll go in order, the same order.
Just get ready to unmute and go. Okay, I'll go again. So I guess at this point, I need to start planning the webinar.
Yeah.
It's the FaceTime with you and me, I'll be able to make that out. But I think actually planning the webinar is the next big piece I need to address and work on.
Right. And did you go back? Because we had, I think it was back in December, right? When we had gone and we weighed out what the different segments are. So how far have you gotten with that?
I still haven't found those notes. They're there.
Okay. Well, there should be the recording in your folder. Did you look in your folder?
So let somebody else go, and I'll go see what I can find real fast.
Okay, great. Cool. Allie, you want to go?
Yeah.
Yep, and let me pull up your sheet because you said what you wanted to work on.
So I've got loads of new help and pre-existing.
Yes. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And one of the things that I feel is holding me back is that my autoresponder series are not personal enough. So that's something I've got to work on.
That your autoresponder series is not what? Personal enough? Connecting.
Personal, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Connecting them to your heart. Yep.
Yeah, there's lots of, I've got lots of autoresponder series and they all need adjusting. So that sort of held me back a bit in terms of overwhelm, really. So in terms of next steps now, we still need to work on the a webinar or talk to give people. And at the same time, to reverse engineer into that the need to move forward with me. So focusing on menopause,
Let me stop you there, because what I wanted to say is when you're creating a webinar, the reverse engineering is important. You have to know, what am I planning to, what do I want them to do at the end of this webinar? Is it sign up for a consultation? Is it sign up for a program? Is it download something and fill out an application? What is it that you want them to come to? And then we can reverse engineer backwards. What do they need to be feeling, needing at the end? And then how do you create your points? And there's a specific strategy for putting together a webinar that you can follow that I've talked to Annette about, we can talk about too, is a 3 points, and the third point leads naturally into the offer and that kind of thing. But I think you always have to start with, what are you going to offer? My very first webinar that I did, that where I made an offer, was interesting because I had no idea what I was going to offer at the end. I just knew that I wanted to get this information out. And then I said, well, I want them to work with me. How do I want them to work with me? Well, I want them to work with me in a group program, right? I want to be able to take them through this great stuff that I had just shared, in a group, educate them to get them to take action and empower them and inspire them. And then I worked backwards from there, and I literally threw the offer together at the last minute. But that's not the way to do it, right? I pulled it off, okay? it's not the way to do it, right? So have that intent. So what is it you want them to do at the end? Yes, you want them to feel like they need to work with you one-on-one for their menopausal symptoms or in a group, whichever. Which is it? You want them to feel like they need to work on their menopausal symptoms. This is a problem. They need to take action. Or do you want them specifically to say, I want to work on it one-on-one with Dr. Ali?
I don't know,
group, Ellie. Now, here's the thing. I think that's your best bet here because you already have that group program developed. You can tweak it. It can be better, right?
Yes.
But you already have it. And it's, what is it, 7 weeks to, forget the name of it.
Yeah. It was the menopause success system, but we're now calling it Joyful
Sexy Menopause, yes. Yeah, which is much more appealing, right? It's a title. So, okay, so you want them to feel like, okay, and it's a small investment. So yeah. When you're presenting it, you're going to be going through all the great things it's going to do for them. And they're going to be getting excited and more excited and more excited about it. And they're going to go, oh, I bet I can't afford it, right? I bet it's going to be $2,000. I bet I can't afford it. So that's your goal when you're presenting a program like that, is to get them feeling like, I really want this, I really need this, but oh my God, I probably can't afford it. And then you just have this irresistible offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I would, so what is it that they have to be feeling in order to go, yeah, I want that?
Trust.
Yeah.
Confidence in, my process, confidence that I have a system that works, confidence that I know what can help them to help themselves, confidence that they will reap the benefits from the program itself without necessarily having to work with me one-on-one.
Okay. So that's what they need to be able to say yes to you, right?
Yeah.
And what is it that you think they need to be made aware of, their feeling about what they want to change?
Right. Well, extreme pain around their current situation. So really understanding how it's holding them back, how the hot flushes, the brain fog, the insomnia, the mood swings, the depression, the anxiety, the overwhelm.
Yeah.
The lack of sex drive, the dryness down below, the weight gain.
Right. So they're going to be feeling, what's it costing them in terms of, you mentioned pleasure in their life. Mm-hmm. What is it costing them in terms of their relationships? Yeah. What is it costing them in terms of their job and their finances, especially if it's, you know, they're so brain foggy and debilitated after waking up from hot flashes that they're not able to perform as well as they could. And your audience, is it still, you're going after the busy executive type or working woman type?
I don't know, but yes, because they've got to be able to afford my time. So yes, hey. Busy women and entrepreneurs.
So I think you need to focus there, because you're going to talk to them very differently than you're going to talk to a mom who's staying home with teenagers.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So you've got to be able to focus on how to speak to them. So I think it's a good audience to speak to. And you may get some moms who are going, oh, I feel that way too. Right. And get in there. But the ones that you mentioned, the entrepreneurs and busy women, they're going to have the finances to go $300 or $500 or whatever it is, that I can handle this. It's worth it. Right. So in terms of, you know, title, what we want to do in the title of your webinar, right, is state the problem.
Yeah.
State the group, right? So busy women, entrepreneurs, whatever. So they're mentioned in there. And state the hint of a promise. Not necessarily the promise. Really, the webinar usually title will focus on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
you know? And oftentimes when you talk about misconceptions, myths, mistakes, blunders, things that they're doing wrong, things that they've been taught wrong, things that their OBGYN and the NHS or wherever else they are have told them that are totally not true. So it could be the thing that just came to my mind, and you can use this or not, or play with it or wordsmith it, but it was something along the lines of the three, you know, you, I think you've used myths before, myths or misconceptions or inaccuracies or something like that, that women have been told or taught that keep them hot, sweaty, and dry. bring in the hot, right? Bring in the irritability. So three symptoms. No more. Don't do a whole long string of it. But pick the top three symptoms that you think your audience is going to respond to and go, yeah, what am I doing wrong that's keeping me in that state?
Yeah.
Right. And then when you're presenting your webinar, if you stick to three, then you can easily present it and each of your points, right? Each of the mistakes they're making, right? So, you know, some of the stuff I know I've heard you talk about before, they're not addressing their stress levels and their adrenals are burned out by the time they get to menopause, and they're not addressing that. They're not taking time for self-care. Their vitamins and minerals are out of balance. Their gut's out of balance. I know you address those. So pick three of those that you think are the top ones.
Yeah.
Or they think that taking bioidentical hormones is going to fix their problem.
Yeah.
Or just taking bioidentical hormones is going to fix their problem. And then each of those points, if you break it down this way, each of those points you can break out as to the what, why, how.
Yeah.
Right? So if you think about each of those, you're not going to go into all kinds of, you know, deep details and stuff. You're going to give them what they need to know. What is this? You know, what is it about? Well, vitamins and minerals are out of balance. So the vitamins and minerals, it means that you're not getting nutrients to your tissues. It's not getting the nutrients to your body to be able to compensate for this, to have the right neurochemistry that's going to allow you to sleep and blah, 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 and on and on, right? So you just, very short, not on and on, but you give them the what? Why does this have anything to do with your menopause symptoms? And then it's a short about that connection, a biochemical connection, or the connection between having nutrients out of balance and why that causes the hot flashes that we get.
Yeah.
And then how? How can you address it? Short and sweet. And throughout, when you get to the hows, in a very subtle way, you're seeding. So when I work with my clients one-on-one, what I find is, and what I do is, so hinting that you work with people one-on-one, and then in another place you may, and when I work with or speak to groups, this is what I share, or this is what people share. So you get at the ways that you can support them indirectly through a process called seeding. Right, and then from there you're going to lead into that's why I created this program, or I want to tell you a little bit about a program I created to help address all of this and so much more. And if you can make your offer still feel like you're teaching them, you get them. I remember you did a really good job, and then you actually, I'm not saying this as a criticism, but I think it's surprising. I think it was surprising to you too. You got a little salesy. Not a little too salesy, and it was like, whoa, what just happened here, right? I was feeling it, and they were feeling it.
Yeah, it was completely based on funnel scripts. It was awful. Oh. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, so you want to still maintain that connection, that caring, and I just created this so that it would make it easy for you. I created this program because, you know, to work with me one-on-one, you know, we have to pay, right? I would have to charge you a whole lot more, and I can still work with people one-on-one after they take this program. And I do, I recommend that anybody that I'm going to work with one-on-one has been through this so that we don't waste our time in one-on-one consultations with going over the basics and then we apply it to you.
Yeah.
And when you're describing your modules, short, sweet, the benefit. What's the benefit, right? And use a teaching point. I put this module together because what I found is this is some stuff people can do, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Does that help?
Absolutely.
And if you follow a structure like that, that's that you feel comfortable with, right? Present it how you feel comfortable. Don't try to follow somebody else's script because that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Right? Sure. Stay in your heart and you'll have it. So I'm going to ask you this. When do you want to do this? What's your, I want you to have some, I want you to set up a date.
Yeah.
That you're going to be presenting it. And then we can reverse engineer backwards as to, I'll reverse engineer backwards and let you know if it's an overly aggressive date or if it's doable.
Yeah.
Because you've got specific pieces you've got to do. So you're going to announce the webinar, right? And you want to do that like a week in advance of it. So before you announce it, you have to have the opt-in page set up, the thank you page set up, the welcome email set up at the minimum, and ideally for your own peace of mind, you know, reminder emails, et cetera. And notice one of the things I'm saying is you don't have to have the program completed before you offer it. You already have a lot of it done.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're going to redo, which I would recommend because it's been a while, I would recommend you actually redo any of the modules you're not happy with, that you redo them live.
Yeah.
You connect. You really establish that connection. I mean, for me, when I've done programs, I've only converted them to evergreen after I've done them a few times and I feel like, okay, we got this. And even then I go in and edit the videos a little bit. Some people are just so good they do it on the first time and then they just evergreen it. That hasn't been my experience personally for me.
Right. Thank
you. So you go back, you say, what did I do in that first one? You know, what did I not like when I did this the first time? Right? Because sometimes we go, oh, I can just fix it. I'll just do some video editing. I'll have an editor edit it. And in reality, it takes you longer to do that than to make the minor tweaks and then re-record it. And I know you said a couple of them, the quality of the recordings can come out, and that's super important. Okay? So go to there, look at the program, see if you want to keep it the way it has been, right? It was whatever it was, seven modules, and you had a couple of Q&As, and you had bonuses, and then write it up, and then share it with me, and I'll help you to, you know, fine-tune it. You don't want to do too many bonuses, but you don't want to not do enough bonuses.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
You can do this. So what I would like to see by the end of the week mm-hmm. is a note that you post in the NEPA group as to when you're intending to do this, approximate dates you want to do this. If it's overly aggressive, I'm going to back you off. If it's too wishy-washy and too far out, I'm going to ask you to think about maybe tighten it up a bit. But I want to be realistic about how much time it's going to take you to get this up. With this new VA that you got, you should be able to get all of those pieces in place pretty quickly. You know, that without you having to intervene too much, right? Because it sounds like she has a lot of experience.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, that's great.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, you're good. And if you will come around again if you have any other questions as you think through, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Annette, you ready?
Okay, so I found it. We went the top three blunders parents of type 1s make. And I'll put diabetics in there. One was eat and cover. The other one was get a CGM and not rely on the poker, which is what they call it. And then lack of self-care can lead to poor decision-making on the parent's part.
Okay, say those again. So the first one was?
The first one is that eat and cover. Eat whatever you want. Okay.
The second one
is get the continuous glucose monitor as soon as you can, because you get more information than you do with the fingerprint.
So is it not getting it as soon as they can?
Yeah, because we avoided it. We wouldn't take it for a couple years.
So it's the, so the point, the mistake they make is that they don't get that, the CGM in time, right away, and they just rely on the, okay, good. Yep.
That was that one. And then we went with lack of self-care for the caregiver can lead to, you make poor judgments when you're not functioning well because you're getting up every few hours during the night.
Right.
Diabetes is a lot of math. And if you do the math wrong, you're going to cause a problem. So.
Exactly. And ended up in the ER. Yes.
Right.
And it's really important as you present these points is to talk about the consequences. That's the why, right? Why is this important? And what happens if they don't address this situation? And this is where you can bring in pieces of your own story, because you're going to tell your story at the beginning. But this is where you bring in pieces of your story, because it happened to me. I know this because it happened to me. Had I known this before, right?
Yeah, because we'd have gotten the CGM and avoided the almost second crash.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And then in terms of the program, so where are your questions? Let's just ask that. Where do you need support here?
So this, this being the first time I'm going to do this, I guess it's just general direction, getting comfortable with it. And I might, run through it a few times on my own, recording myself just to see what I think.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're going to do a PowerPoint, right?
Yeah, definitely do a PowerPoint. And those aren't that difficult.
Okay.
Sometimes finding the pictures are, but.
Do you do deposit photos? Deposit photos, I always find my pictures on deposit photos.
Deposit photos?
Like $1 a picture, you buy them in groups of like 100 or 50 or 25 or whatever. And then you can just go in there. And I just usually load up my account with 100 whenever it gets low, and I always can just go in there and find stuff.
Okay, I'll go look at that one.
Yeah. Keep your slides visual. Don't have a lot of words on your slides. Right, and one of the things that I'm recently doing, I read a really cool book called The Zen of Presentations or something like that, and it really talked about that. And what I've started to do is instead of putting a bullet list up, with a little picture off to the side, I've been putting a bullet per slide with a big picture and the bullet either above it, below it, or over the middle of it.
Okay.
Gives people, because people are looking. And then you're not on a slide too long. People will fade out if they're on a slide for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that you might consider that. And, not too much data, but enough to get them. You're going for emotion, right? You're not going for intellect. They're going to make an emotional decision to buy, not an intellectual. I mean, yeah, they're bringing their intellect when it comes to pricing and all that. So remind me what the price point of the program is.
We haven't gotten there. We haven't done pricing.
Okay, so you laid it out, right? It's still, what is it? Was it?
Laid it out. We might have done, because that was when I came to see you. I take that back. I think it wasn't. That'll have a picture of. So I can look that up. But
yeah.
That's finished me, and then I'll look it up, and when we come around again, I'll have that dollar.
So when it comes to the biggest mistake I see people make when they're doing, and I still make it too, is not focusing enough attention on the offer and how the offer is going to flow. I mean, piece of cake teaching this stuff. But you want to teach the stuff in a way that's going to get them to want the offer. But it's when you transition to the offer, like I said to Allie, she suddenly went from this kind-hearted person and, connecting with people to suddenly she was like a used car salesman. It did turn some people off, right? And you don't have to do that. So the flow, that's the thing to practice, is that transition into the offer. I mean, in Cowan Rush even says, you know, make that transition like, if they don't even know that they don't even know that you're going into an offer. It's just still teaching, you know, so it could even be, let me just teach you and whatever your 6-7 modules, I can't remember, 5 modules?
5
modules, whatever those are. So let me just show you, we've talked about this, you summarize, we've talked about that, we've talked about this. So let me summarize this 5-step approach.
So I'll be doing that on the webinar too.
That's what I mean, on the webinar. At the end, you know, when you finish doing your 3 points and you want to transition to what you offer. So let me summarize the approach. And the approach can be something that's similar to the names of the modules. Step one is this. Step one, I'm just going to make these up because I don't remember what. Step one is you got to clean out your cupboards.
Yeah.
Step two is you've got to get a CGM. Step three is you've got to learn healthy swaps. Step four is, and I'm just making this up, so these are, I know these aren't in any order. And step five is this. And these are, each of these steps is something that I teach when I do my XYZ program. And I'd like to tell you a little bit. Is it okay if I tell you just a little bit about that program? If you feel like today that you're wanting more, you're feeling like, wow, I get this, and I don't know what to do next. I don't feel like I really have a handle on how do I actually do this? What foods should I be feeding them, et cetera, et cetera. Something that makes sense. And then you say, so I created a program. It's a short program. It's not going to take a lot of time, but it's going to teach you exactly. It's meant for busy moms who are struggling with this. And this is what it does. So is it okay if I tell you a little bit about it? And most of the time, you know, you just say that and people will type in, yeah, I want to hear it. Right. And that's always good feedback. But even if they don't, you're going to go on. And I know a lot of people are really like wondering how to do this, blah, blah, blah.
You're frozen.
Yeah. Right. Focus on the results.
Okay.
I froze. Focus on the results. At the end of this 5-week period, you are going to be able to do this, 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 and this. You will feel this, 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 and this. You will be empowered to this, 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 and this. Your kids will be happier. The rest of your family will be happier because you will be sleeping and, you know, not stressed out and worried all the time and blah, 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 blah. Right? So you're always focusing on the results. So in module one, we're just going to teach you simple strategies to blah, blah, blah. In module two, we're going to teach you how to blah, 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 and make sure blah. You know, all just real short and simple, not everything that's in there. I'm going to provide you with recipes. I'm going to provide you with some checklists. I'm going to provide you with a script that you can use in speaking with your doctor about blah, blah. And then you're just describing.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
And I think for a first program, you know, $297 just seems to be a good place to go. You can offer, if you sign up within the next 3 days or by the end of the webinar, I can do it for $247. You know, you'll save $50. That price range, $197, even better. You feel comfortable that. So you just have to figure out what you want. My first program, I did for $97. I wanted a lot of people. I got 100 people.
I want to say we were in the 99 range.
Yeah. So just do it in that range.
And then we talked about the next
regular price is $297. But because, you know, you're here today, you've spent a lot of time with me, I've gotten you started, and this is the first, quite frankly, it's the first time I'm offering it, and it is definitely going to go up the next time. But because if you're willing to come on and do be my inaugural group, the advantage of doing that is I'll probably get to spend more time with you, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm going to be fine-tuning and wanting to make this the best program ever. You can even give them as an extra bonus, what I'll give you is if you want to come back and do this again the next time I do it, I'll give you a free seat the next time. It doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
And it makes them feel like, oh, good, if it's too much for me, it's too fast for me, I could just do it again the next time she does it.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you already have a date scheduled. So you are going to see some milestones met. All right. So what's the date? Remind me the date.
I don't have my calendar with me, but the we're FaceTiming soon.
Yeah.
It's, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And then
in February that you have it on, that it's on my calendar.
The like the 21st, we were going to do.
The 21st. That sounds familiar. Let's see.
Yeah.
The 21st in that webinar. Yep, I have it at 7 o'clock
yeah.
on the 21st. Okay.
And I think we're doing the FaceTime live like next week or the week after.
Okay. So what you're going to need before that, you need some kind of sales page. Now, it doesn't have to be fancy and beautiful, but you have to have a way that they can pay you, right? A page where it's going to like summarize what it is. The people on the webinar, it's not as important that you have an elaborate, you know, everything described, but afterwards, you're going to want to write to people who sign up for the webinar but don't come, or anybody else on your list and posted me on Facebook, to send them to that page. So take a look at some of my sales pages. They don't have to be quite as elaborate, but kind of model it after that. The problem, agitate the problem, some of the solutions, here's our solution, here's the modules, etc.
Okay. And I'll have Jenny do that, set that up.
Yep. That'll be perfect. Yeah. You just have to give her what you want to say and she can set the whole thing up for you.
Okay. I'll work on that and get that turned in to you to look over.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Just give me enough time. Don't give it to me the day before. We're going to do it.
No, at the day before.
Yeah. And the same thing with the slides. You get me the slides a week before. I can help you with that. I can look at the slides. Do what Lisa did, which was give me the slides the morning of. It was like, how am I going to do this?
Okay.
All right. And don't feel like you have to give me a completed thing. Give me it in stages there.
Okay.
Fine. Okay, this is my first pass. I've got everything in. I'm going to be fine-tuning the offer. What do you think so far?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can post it to the Facebook group, because I'm sure if anybody else has time, they'll, you know, be willing to look at it and say, oh yeah, this is good. Here's what I would say differently.
Yeah. You get good feedback there.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Okay.
Woo-hoo! I'm excited. You excited?
Yeah. We're going to get it done this time.
But we're going to do it. Yeah. I'm excited. It's going to happen. Yay.
Thank you.
Woo. All right. So how are we doing? We started 11. We started 11:30. We're good. So, Heike, I know you're not in the middle of anything. So maybe you don't have anything you want.
I'm actually having struggles with technology.
Trouble with technologies. Darn.
Yeah. And actually, right now, I actually do too. So I have, my cell phone just gave me a low battery warning.
Oh.
I forgot the cable.
Oops.
House.
Oops.
But it's still in my luggage. I haven't unpacked yet. So I have you now on my laptop. But that too. So something is going on in this house now today with internet.
Came back with too many short circuits from all the energy work. There you go.
It is. So all right. I'm gonna stay with the cell phone for now. I have a low battery warning on it, so it might kick me out in a moment. To leave in about five to 10 minutes anyways. I have an appointment scheduled.
Yeah,
in 15 minutes. But, you know, I'm happy to listen since I'm just at the very beginning of it all. Some very basic questions, and I'm going to address them with you on the 22nd.
Yeah, we'll
have
that.
Our one-on-one call. I don't even know yet how. Yeah, I don't even know how to price it yet. So in the past, long, long, long past, I charged by the hour, and that I didn't do programs because I just wasn't here often enough to make a commitment to my clients. So I was afraid if I say, let's do a half year program and then I'm just constantly gone, that I'm just obviously not much of a help for them. And so I charged by the hour, which has drawbacks, as you have pointed out as well, that, you know, they might come once or twice or three times, but then. And somehow they've been just, you know, fades on their part as well. So I really need to start figuring out how I price it. I do right now not have a website. I need to get working on that. I used to have one through the IIN, but they just they changed a few things, and it just wasn't enough anymore for what I'm doing now at this point.
Yeah.
So, but I'm hoping like on the 22nd we're going to start really with the basics, and not even close to doing a webinar or anything.
No, you're not. No, you got
to get all this wide and far. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll get you there.
Looking. Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'm promising you next time I have my phone charged, and I'll figure out, you know, I'm at another house now, which I'm actually where I'm practicing, and I haven't been here now for over a week. And we do have some internet issues here, so I need to figure out what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Cool.
Good. But it's nice listening in and getting ideas through the others. So I appreciate
it. Yeah, I'm glad. Yay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's wrap up with one commitment, one thing you're committed to doing, and if there's anything you learned from somebody else's share, you know, that you're going to do something about, go ahead and share that. So we can start with Ali.
There we go. I am committed to giving you a date for my webinar, revamping the squeeze page and the sales page, and sorting out the dates for the course. I found this previous sales page for the course. It was 60 days to menopause success. So I don't know whether that's too long a duration and would put people off.
No, I would just make the title similar to what, you know, what's your promise, right? The new sexy whatever, you know. Yeah, I would redo that. Menopause success is very vague, but the, you know, sexy...
Yeah.
Non-sweaty, whatever you had in there, menopause, right? So, and look at the way that for your webinar, listen, can you tell Annette, tell Ali again the name of your webinar and listen to the format she has it there.
Okay. I was looking at Ali's page, sorry. Top three blunders parents of type 1 diabetics make.
Yeah, I've already...
Wait, we have to... Where's the rest of it? That put them at risk, that put their kids at risk for long-term health consequences.
Okay.
Yeah, so the format of a webinar title, right, whatever the mistakes or the promises or the whatever you're dealing with, the group that you're doing it to, but what does it lead to? Or why is that important? Why is it a problem? What are these mistakes? Like, they go, oh, I'm making mistakes. I'm making mistakes that are leading my kid to a long-term health consequences. I need to know what those are and fix them.
Very compelling, very compelling. The title I had while you were writing, talking to me earlier, was Three Massive Mistakes Busy Women in Their 40s and 50s Make That Keep Them Sick, Unmotivated and Sleepy. But I'm going to make it more hooky than that and more compelling than that. Three Misconceptions is good because the word in itself is going to put off certain sectors of society who won't be able to afford my time anyway. So
I like the start, and I would say don't give vague symptoms. You can even say something like that. Keep them what's the word?
I've got sick, irritable and sleepless.
No, but you want to relate it to menopause. That will lead to, you know, a hot, sweaty menopause, or you know what I'm saying? Like, make it more menopausal. Right, that, you know, will guarantee an uncomfortable transition to menopause.
Yeah, but for these women, it's more than uncomfortable, isn't it?
It's miserable.
Yeah, so guarantee a miserable...
You know, and if these people are already in menopause, right, then or going into it, you might want to actually just use the word perimenopausal women. Or, you know, I guess you could put women at the transition phase, you know, at the transition to menopause.
People are beginning to use it, and they've recognized what it means or less, I think. And I think you're right. Faffing about saying busy women in their 40s and 50s, I could just say busy perimenopausal women, and it's immediately briefer, more succinct, and leaves more space for the other side.
That leaves them, you know, feeling irritable, cranky, and a hot, sweaty mess. You know, yeah, you're welcome. And Lisa, I think maybe we had a time error.
Yes. I had a time error. I was on time for the time I thought that we were starting.
Oh, no. That's okay. We made it a little earlier, and I just wanted to put it out. You know, we usually were doing these on Wednesdays at noon, and I was trying to keep like one day a week where I had solid blocks of time to actually do my writing and communications and all that and blogging. So we moved them. Is that, I just want to check in. Does that work? And I know for you and Allie, the time, you know, it's later and it's in the evening. Is the earlier time better or worse? Like noon was working. But is the earlier time, like, you know, in terms of your work and whatever?
Well, it's sometimes manageable. This would only be manageable if I'm working from home. I happen to be today, and I will adjust my locums around that. But the noon, meaning 6 o'clock p.m., my time, is much better.
Okay.
Also for me.
Okay. I'll make sure, you know, we may change the times on them. I just noticed it because I asked my team to try to do that, but I told them to try to keep the noon.
Yeah.
Time, but not always the case. So I'll look there, and in the places where we can't do it on Thursday at noon. I was also trying to accommodate Chet, but she's not here because she said Chet that Thursdays are her day off from her practice. So anyway, we'll figure it out. So it may shift from whatever's on the calendar now, if that's okay, to make it more at the noon time.
Okay. That'd be great. I'm sorry I goofed up today.
But oh well.
I just was in listening mode today anyway. I wanted to be inspired by everybody.
Okay. We're just getting things. Meet Heike. Heike, Lisa. Lisa's in Switzerland. Heike's in Virginia.
Hi, Lisa.
And she's a pistol. She's a new addition, and she is rocking it with all the stuff she's doing, and you'll get to know her over this time. Put an intro on the Facebook group for you, Heike, so everybody that didn't make it can hear it.
I'll do that.
Okay. And then Annette, your commitment was, when are you going to get me slides?
I'm going to get you slides, get the sales page going. And there was another one. Sales, I've got
the main ones. Those are the main ones as far as I could tell. So anything else? Yeah.
No, I think that was, I'll go back to the notes, but that's what, those are the, getting you the slides, the sales page. And we have dates. So.
And get them to me as soon as possible in advance. That way I, you know, you can, it can be a work in process.
Yeah.
Okay?
I like that.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Nobody has to get me perfect stuff. I don't expect it perfect. I'd rather you spend less time thinking you're perfecting something and maybe I can, you know, save you some of that in the long run.
Don't get it done going for perfect.
Yeah. Done is better than perfect. Always.
That's right. Always.
Okay. We're meeting next week,
you know,
so
I might have to tune out now and get going, but I appreciate your time and glad to meet everybody.
Glad to meet you, have you here. Yeah, glad to have you. Good.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Lisa, is there any one thing you want to do as a celebration?
I'm alive.
You're alive. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad I'm on the other side of the year, but I just would like to... Yeah, I get my year going. And my year started with my website was hacked in June. It was hacked again. And so, you know, it just demoralizing and gone. And so thank God this time I have the virtual assistant has put it on his server, and then we're going to keep a copy on his server and then put it onto my server. And then if it's hacked again, at least we have a copy and I don't have to reconstruct everything from ground zero.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible. And I'm just going to throw something out there. Maybe there's something in the universe that's trying to redirect you.
Redirect me to what?
I don't know. I don't know. But there may be something else that's happening there. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it worried me a bit because I thought, you know, why am I being targeted?
Yeah, is it the same? But is it the same host?
Yeah, it's the same server. And
get a new host.
Okay.
Get a new host. Because clearly they don't have the right security in there for the chat. What happens when you tell them? Are they having other people that are getting hacked?
Well, I've got to ask them that because he said that everything wasn't my first time. It was because things were not up to date. And then the second time he said that all the automatic updates weren't functioning or weren't set up. And I think
Is it all WordPress?
Yeah. Now it's WordPress. Before it wasn't. And
okay, so it's all WordPress now. Look into something called WP Engine.
Okay.
They just do WordPress and they are meticulous about security. It's a little, it might be a little more pricey than a regular one. I haven't checked it recently. For us, it's cost us a fortune anyway because we have so many different sites. But look into it. It might be worthwhile just from a security standpoint.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. Definitely. It's a big irritation, you know.
How horrible. Yeah. Okay. Well, good, everybody. Thanks for being here. And we'll talk again in a month. Okay. And hopefully before that, you know, with most of you. All right?
Okay. Bye. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.